President Obama is on a state visit to the UK now. It comes as the NATO coalition considers ramping up military action against Libya. There's little sign that Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is ready to back down after 2 months of bombardment. Now, France says it will send attack helicopters to Libya, and the British may as well. But there's no suggestion the U.S. is planning to follow suit. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
Last week, the British Defense Chief General David Richards said NATO had to step up the fight in Libya, hitting the infrastructure supporting the Gaddafi regime. Otherwise, he warned the Libyan leader could cling to power for a very long time. Retired Air Force Chief Michael Graydon quickly agreed.
I think going about this in this graduated fashion is not the best way to do it. But certainly, I think if you can sit in Tripoli and hardly know there's a war on, then I think something's missing.
Chances are, if residents of Tripoli weren't that aware of the war before, they certainly heard about it early this morning. An attack so fierce, the bombardment distorted radio recordings. Reporters who witnessed the attack called it the heaviest to hit Tripoli since the air campaign began. And the French say they'll follow up by sending a dozen attack helicopters within a few days, aircraft that can fire with more precision at moving targets. Today, the British Armed Forces Minister Nick Harvey said Britain is also considering deploying Apache helicopters to intensify the pressure on Gaddafi.
Attack helicopters are one tool for doing that, and the use of attack helicopters is one of a range of capability options under consideration. However, I stress no decision has yet been taken as to whether to use our attack helicopters in Libya, and we will keep the House informed as decisions are made.
Harvey claims the use of the helicopters doesn't mean an escalation of the conflict, but Labour opposition MP Jim Murphy isn't so certain.
It'd be an escalation in the scale of commitment of British forces. The principle is very clear. The Resolution 1973, backed by the House of Commons, was to protect civilian population in Libya. It's proving very difficult to do so. It's always very difficult to do these things, I'm sure, from that high, entirely through fixed-wing aircraft. So there's a logic, I'm sure, for having helicopters at a lower level, able to fire different munitions and target more precisely.
But beneath the disagreement over what is and isn't a change in the Libyan mission lies another issue, one not aired publicly. Some are concerned that Britain is being asked to do too much, suggesting the United States needs to do more. But retired British diplomat Sherard Cooper Coles doesn't expect President Obama to offer any more military might when he sits down with Prime Minister David Cameron tomorrow.
The sad truth is that we couldn't actually mount these air operations without American air-to-air refueling, without American command and control, without American aerial reconnaissance, without American signals interception capabilities. So America is there, but not necessarily as visible as Mr. Cameron and President Sarkozy would like.
Whatever comes out of the talks in London and later this week in France, there isn't likely to be any quick end to the battles in Libya. Not as long as Gaddafi remains in power. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.